Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly. I'm your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm glad you're here. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, the only officially sanctioned website of the network. Our website is franklyspeakingradio.com. Two links to our guests tonight, his homepage, which is www.jmccanneyscience.com. And the secondary one, which is specific to the book that we're talking about, is www.calculateprimes.com. Please welcome back to the program Professor James McCanney. Jim, thank you again so much for your time.
Not a problem, and I appreciate being here once again.
I'm really enjoying it. Now, we were just talking about the RFID and all that stuff. Very, very significant. Now, obviously, some would look at this and say, well, Jim McCanney has blown the lid off this whole thing. Encryption codes all need to change from start to finish, which, you know, is exactly what we're talking about, honestly, along with a wide variety of other applications as well. But how has your book thus far been received in the intelligence and defense department industries and things like that?
Well, some of the very first people to respond and buy the book, for example, and make sure that they had it delivered in a timely fashion were the engineering teams that work in the aerospace industry that deal with encryption as part of their everyday life. And so this was central, of course, to what they're doing. The point that I like to make is that all encryption really, and this is something I've believed in for a long time, encryption is a very frail system, especially the ones they were using today. They were touted as being unbreakable, that it would take so many decades of supercomputer time to break even one of them. And what I've shown is that a third grader could do this in a couple of minutes on the back of an envelope without a computer at all.
Or even a nighttime talk show host. That's absolutely
And Frank, you could do it.
Yeah.
And you now know that.
Oh, it's stunning.
After you saw the DVD and read the book, you don't need a team of PhD mathematicians from Harvard and MIT and Yale and Stanford to tell you what you now know, that this and those prime numbers have very set patterns. They're very easily calculable. Anybody can do this. And finally and ultimately, that the encryption systems are very fragile, and they're really not what they've been drummed up to be. Much of this, for example, take a military satellite. That encryption system is already up there in place, and you're not going to get up there tomorrow and all of a sudden change it. The encryption systems that are in the RFID chips, that are hundreds of millions of these in warehouses ready to go into people at the next terrorist event, you're not going to go out and quick change those. So this coming at this exact time is like throwing a giant wrench in the works of just about everything. And one last point is that without, and this is something I believe is the only way you can tell the people in the military something like this, or in the NSA or the security agencies, is to throw it right in their face, because they're too pompous and arrogant to do anything else. Without secure transmissions, we have one of the weakest militaries on the planet. Now, if imagine people might be, say, mad at me or critical of me, but imagine if some foreign entity got a hold of this.
Absolutely.
And didn't tell you.
Absolutely, sir. Let me pause here for another quick commercial break. I apologize, folks. We'll be right back with more from our special guest tonight, Professor Jim McCanney, and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Our phone number, of course, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our special guest this evening, Professor James McCanney. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We were just talking about all these different applications and how various people might feel about this. But, you know, I concur wholeheartedly with your last statement, which is that I feel so much better knowing that somebody such as yourself was able to basically decode the mystery of primes and be able to, of course, offer that up to people and say, look, this is something everybody needs to know how to do. We need to rethink our security top to bottom. We need to do it right away. This is vital that we factor all these things in.
It's absolutely, and I know the people in these agencies, and I've worked around the scientific community, and they're like, oh, no, this is what we think, and we're not wrong. We could never be wrong. And the only way to really show them was to throw this out to the public. And now you're a perfect example, Frank, a guy that says he never really was good at math, really didn't, you know, pursue mathematics, and all of a sudden you can see what's going on here. You don't need this high, lofty group of PhDs to tell you how frail the encryption systems are that we're using.
Oh, I can't tell you how exciting that exact point is. Because right now, Jim, before this thing is you know, mandatory curriculum in high schools and maybe even middle schools and elementary schools and certainly at college level, I'm smarter than all these professors. Right now, today I am.
Later. Well, it's actually true. And a lot of them would resist this because they're too of the opinion, how could this be so simple? And I spent all these years studying, and I don't know anything about this. And I've actually seen that reaction. You were asking about reactions that I've gotten. I've actually seen it from the highest levels of mathematical organizations where people go, oh, well, there couldn't be anything to this because I simply don't know about it. You know, it didn't come to me through the respected peer-reviewed journal system. Well, I've got news for them that really was viewed and reviewed by those same groups, and basically due to the fact that I did not put references in my paper submitted to those journals, that's why it never really appeared. But there's a reason why I don't have references in my paper, because I didn't use references. I developed this. In fact, when I developed the system, I had been working on this problem for many decades, and I had to take out a couple years of time and actually get away from it so I forgot everything I knew about it, so I could come in and get a totally fresh start. And that's what allowed me to solve this problem, because everybody throughout history had been marching down the wrong road. And I realized that. I made that assumption. I said, there's got to be a simple solution. It's out there. Nature would not have these amazing prime numbers without patterns and remarkable properties. But we're all looking at it from the wrong point of view. And when I came back after a couple years of being away from the problem, it just fell out like a ton of bricks.
I love that. I mean, I really do, because this is such an important point that we are in a system, a scientific community, for the most part, that is so rigid in its thought process that rarely is new ground broken. And when it is, usually it's met with scoffers and you know, relative disbelief. But, you know, you actually stepped away and said, I want to be able to approach it with fresh eyes. And you did it, and it worked. I mean, how was that for you when you discovered that this was not simply a false solution, that it wasn't a false pattern?
Well, literally had hair standing up on the back of my neck, and I had chills going through my entire body as I realized what I had done, that I had solved the oldest mathematical problem in the history to understand the pattern of the prime numbers. And it's a very subtle and complex proof. It has seven individual pieces to the puzzle, and I had to mold them together. And interestingly enough, every one of those pieces of the puzzle has false leads, where you would get to a certain point and it would break down. And I had to work through those and all seven pieces and then finally combine it and then simplify this to a point where I could write this book for the general public. There are more complex mathematical treatments of the same information, but I was able to boil it down to literally something that someone with a third grade mathematical background can understand. And that's a good point, too, is that people with kids should really be getting this book for their kids, because this is going to be something that's going to be in the classroom. It's going to be the prime numbers are the basis of our number system. And without a knowledge of those, you're just going to be lost. So this is absolutely going to be taught in all levels of school, whether it's third grade, grade school, high school, college or university or even advanced. There are, like you say, there are people out there with very advanced mathematical degrees that are going to have to come back to the very rudimentary beginning and learn this.
Wow.
And then apply it to everything that's out there. The prime numbers are simply the basis of everything. I show in the book, for example, how they're the basis of the building of snowflakes.
Mm-hmm.
Just one small example, or quantum mechanics, not that everybody's doing nuclear physics, but it's interesting to see all the applications that this has in also in genetics. The generator function, which I developed to generate the prime numbers, has applications in understanding genetics, the building blocks of life, and how also, just like the prime numbers, you start with 0 and 1, use the generator function that I show in the book and in the DVD, and you generate the prime numbers in groups. And you do the same thing with genetics. You start with hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, carbon, and a small group of atoms, and you build the nucleotides, which are the basic building blocks of DNA. And the genetics has generator functions, and they're definable. And what's very interesting is you come up with some very interesting observations. And I use an example that if you found a diamond in the ground, would you pick it up and look at it and say, gee, I bet this is the only diamond in the whole universe, and so I'm not going to look for any more?
I would definitely look for more, but that's because I'm greedy. So the first thing I would do is stick it in my pocket and keep hunting. But you're absolutely right. I mean, you wouldn't assume that it's just a universal anomaly.
Right. And so why do scientists with degrees look at the human race and say, are we unique in the universe? Could we be the only intelligent life in the universe? And what you should really be saying is that clearly there is intelligent life all over the universe, and if your DNA in your right hand is the same as the DNA in your left hand and the same as the DNA in everybody else's left hand, then why do we assume that this DNA is not existent in the rest of the universe? Just like the diamond is, you know, if you went to the far side of the universe and found a diamond, it would be structured a little bit different because every diamond is different, but the process that builds the diamond is the same, and the end result is the same. The crystalline structure is the same, and it's the same with DNA and genetics. The creatures we're going to see someday out there, and if we ever get that far in space, are going to look very different, but they're going to be based on the same genetic code. And this is one of the things that actually comes out of the prime number solution.
That's so amazing. Well, I wanted you to maybe speculate on that a little bit. What do you think will change as a result of this, again, this mathematical, quandary that has really stumped, people for thousands and thousands of years? I mean, this is the equivalent of, warp drive to a horse and carriage, I would say. I mean, this is really unbelievably stunning in its implications. But, I mean, how do you think this will be applied to various technologies and industries? And what could we see as a result of this finally being broken?
Well, just an example, nuclear energy is based on the energy levels in the nucleus of the big atomic nuclei, the uranium and the plutonium and the large atomic nuclei, and something very interesting is exactly the same as the prime numbers. In fact, physicists and mathematicians meet every year because they now realize that the energy levels in the nucleus have the same patterns as the prime numbers, but they've never understood the prime numbers, and they've never understood how they're similar to energy levels in a nucleus. One of the very interesting aspects of the calculate primes solution is that you generate certain false solutions, and those false solutions are needed to build a final state, and the same is true in nuclear physics. When you're combining in a nuclear reactor, when you're combining heavy nuclei, you don't get the final state. You get these short-lived intermediate states, and then all of a sudden you get the final state, which evolves out of those. So that's one application,
Jim, if I can interrupt you here briefly again, I'm sorry.
Sure.
Folks, just a short break. Back in only 3 minutes with our special guest tonight, Professor James McCanney. Please stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it. Watch me. I got it. Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad. I got soul and I'm super bad.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening, Professor James McCanney. His website's, of course, linked up through ours at franklyspeakingradio.com. Jim, welcome back. When we left off, we were talking about sort of the speculating on the different industries and technologies that will be affected by this discovery you've made. Incredible stuff.
I was talking about the generator function, and this is a little mathematical equation that generates the prime numbers. It's the thing that people have been trying to find, and that's part of the solution. And it's not the whole solution, but it's one of the seven pieces to the puzzle. And it's interesting, I've also been able to define negative prime numbers and complex prime numbers, which many people have. If people are familiar with mathematics, that may have some meaning. Mm-hmm. But there's other properties of the prime numbers, the patterns, the wave-like nature of prime numbers actually comes out in this, and also a property called symmetry. There's out in the prime number table, the table of prime numbers, there are symmetries that actually are observable in the prime numbers, and these are mathematical properties that no one ever dreamt of. that the prime numbers would have these amazing properties, which are common in many other mathematical fields.
Mm-hmm.
But let's take a two-dimensional representation of a prime number, and it turns out to be the basis of a snowflake.
That's so amazing.
If you take a single cell, like a little piece of dust or a grain of sand or even a small ice crystal, then you can build a six-sided figure around it, and that's the basic seed of a six-sided snowflake. And all of our snowflakes, or the vast majority, grow in electric fields up in the clouds based on this six-sided cell. And a good example, if you took seven pennies, now seven is a prime number, if you take a penny and put it on a table and then you stack six pennies around it and pull them together, it's going to form a basically a two-dimensional prime number, which is seven. And that is physically the basis of a snowflake. So the prime numbers, the way that you build them, you take one and add six to it to get seven. You end up with a two-dimensional representation of a prime number. And then you start adding on the six corners and add prime various configurations to those six corners, and you end up with a snowflake. And I show you how to do this in a book.
Yeah.
It's a great example of prime numbers, and it also shows why the snowflakes all look different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great example because it's like the diamond, it's like genetics, it's mm-hmm. like nuclear engineering. So many things that we see in nature are built on repetitive processes, but they turn out differently.
You know, Jim, it's so amazing to me because one of the things that I've tried to do with this program, as a, you know, we cover all different areas of discussion, and we have guests on with a variety of different expertise and whatnot. And then with the news segments and also the callers as well, what I try to do is find the patterns and look for the interconnectedness with every one of these issues, because I'm a firm believer, and it's just, you know, faith, I guess, that sent me on that road, that that everything is here for a purpose. Everything interconnects and intersects in some way, and the strands might be very, very thin, but there is that web that goes along. And what you've proven with this, in my opinion, just solidifies that concept that everything has patterns to it.
Right.
That's amazing.
And the prime numbers, when I was looking for the solution of the prime numbers, I did two things. I made two assumptions, and mathematicians many times do those. They make assumptions and then look for results of those assumptions. One of the assumptions, like I said, was that all the mathematicians that had worked on this previously were marching down the wrong road, and there had to be some new approach, some new mathematical technique that we were not aware of and certainly not using. The other assumption I made was that the solution was very simple and elegant, and it is. It's very simple, it's very elegant, and that's one of the properties that nature puts out there. And I think too many times scientists, mathematicians, and scholars in general try to make things way too complicated.
Yeah, you could say that. I have to tell you that you have the formula there for the generator function on page 31. Thank you, thank you, thank you for not putting it on page 1. Because when I looked at that thing, I mean, this is after, you know, watching and following along in the DVD, which is really phenomenal, folks, because the DVD takes you through the book step by step. So it's a phenomenal combination, and it really makes it accessible to people. So I'm doing that and following along. And then, I don't know, I guess it was maybe an hour and 45 minutes or so into it when you talked about the generator function formula. And when I turned to the page and I looked at it, I mean, I'm telling you, Jim, that would have shut me down right there. Had I seen this bizarre thing with little shapes and figures and big letters and little letters and big numbers and little numbers, I would have ran away screaming. So I looked at that and I said, this is what I've been doing. I have no idea what any of this stuff means, but I know how it works. It was really stunning and very exciting for me. Let's pause here for a quick commercial break, folks. Back in 3 minutes. Keep in mind our phone number, our special guest, Professor James McCanny. Our phone number, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Friends, you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. This hour, of course, being brought to you by our good friends at PrivacyCrisis.com. Of course, Privacy Crisis is the name of the book by author Grant Hall, who joined us yesterday on the program. Very, very exciting things. Now, basically, what Grant has detailed in his book is a series of different tactics and techniques, all 100% completely legal, by which you can make yourself virtually anonymous, virtually invisible, as far as your different activities, day-to-day life. You can travel, you can bank, you can work, you can live anonymously by implementing these techniques. Again, completely legal and fantastic stuff, and obviously very, very important to your privacy. So go to the website there, privacycrisis.com, and you can pick up the ebook there. You can also pick up the hardcover version. You can find it used, perhaps, at Amazon.com, although they do go quickly. Or you can ask for it at your local bookstore. Just swing on by and ask for Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall. It's a vital step, folks, in securing your privacy, and made even more important because of the stunning work by our guest tonight, Professor James McCanney, author of the brand new book and DVD combination, Calculate Primes. Welcome back, Jim, and please continue. Fantastic stuff. I was just telling you how grateful I was that mathematical formula, the which is the generator function, was not actually at the beginning of the book, and I'm very grateful for that, because you made it very, very simple and easy to understand without being intimidated by, again, the type of mathematician, I guess, type of thing that would make me run screaming for the hills.
In a typical mathematical presentation, you would start with the generator function and then develop it as a theorem and then prove it. But for the general public, I realized that, like you say, most people would look at that, and that would be the book would close, the DVD would go off, and that would be the end of it.
That's very true.
So I had to trick you into actually doing everything that the generator function does, mm-hmm. one step at a time, and by the time you got there, you were already generating patterns, you were already calculating prime numbers.
That's true.
So that when you finally did see this equation, everything in that equation you were already familiar with.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I really felt smart today, and I thank you for that. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I want to mention one other thing. I talked about it earlier. I said I redefined the prime numbers and the way we look at them. And as we said in the beginning, a prime number by the standard definition is like 19. It only has 1 and 19 as factors. I've redefined the definition for prime numbers. And in doing so, I've redefined multiplication, because the prime numbers are all the numbers that are not in the multiplication table. Mm-hmm. So I just want to take a simple example here and show the new definition of multiplication. Let's take the number 81. And typically we would say 9 times 9 is 81, and that would be, or 3 times 27 is 81. And those would be the numbers you would find in the multiplication table. Mm-hmm. And what I want to show is that we've always been looking at the numbers incorrectly. I wouldn't say incorrectly. It's just like, for example, if you use Roman numerals, it's just real hard to add and do complicated mathematical calculations with Roman numerals. So the way we've been looking at numbers with our what we call the Arabic system, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, which is 1, 0, and then 11 is 1, 1, and so on, that system of numbers actually prevents you from understanding the prime numbers. So what I developed was a whole new structure of understanding numbers, and I base it on what I call the magic numbers. And there's actually a complicated mathematical term for those numbers. They're called sequential prime products, but I just call them magic numbers for the public.
Yeah.
And a magic number, I'll give some examples. 6 is a magic number, 30 is a magic number, 210 is a magic number, the number 2310 is a magic number. And I show you how to find these magic numbers and then calculate the prime numbers or any other number based on these. So I want to use 81 as an example. Instead of 9 times 9 is equal to 81, in my world of multiplication now, you say that 81 is equal to 30 plus 51. There's no more multiplication. You use only addition and mm-hmm. subtraction. So if you're factoring 81, you say 81 is equal to 30 plus 51. 30 is a magic number, and 51 is a product of 17, which is a prime number, and 3, which is a prime number. So it's a way of breaking numbers down into their prime components, but only using addition. And it's kind of a trick. And once you understand that trick, then let's go up to some huge number. Just pick any huge number in the world. You find the closest magic number mm-hmm. to that number. You simply take the difference between them. If the difference is a prime number, then you're dealing with a prime number. Mm. So that's how simple it is to locate and identify prime numbers.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, when you started talking about the magic numbers on the DVD, I actually paused it and went through. And I understood how simple it was to locate these things and to figure them out. I mean, I cranked through them pretty good for a little while. And then, of course, my calculator stopped going up that high, which I suppose is understandable. But in essence, you call them sequential prime products. Is that correct?
Correct. Are the simpler term, magic numbers.
Magic numbers, yes. But that's exactly what they are. They are the prime numbers, if you were to write them out in sequence, starting with the smallest and going up a pretty good ways, basically all you're doing is you're taking them in order and you're multiplying them times each other, in essence. So the first one would be 2. Well, you've got, for those who don't have the visual in front of them like I do, the prime numbers, just to go through the list here, 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, and so on and so forth. But the first one would be 2, so 2 times 1 is 2. Well, then 1 times 2 times 3 is 6, the second magic number. And then it goes to 1 times 2 times 3 times 5, which is 30. And it just goes on like that. I mean, it's stunning.
Right.
Absolutely stunning.
So every time you generate a new prime number, you get a new magic number.
Mm-hmm.
Which allows you to calculate a very large group of prime numbers in a group.
Mm-hmm.
And the system, the generator function, is what does this. And not only do you calculate the prime numbers, you see that they're symmetric. For example, let's look at the number 30. If you add 1 and subtract 1, you get 29 and 31. Those are prime numbers. If you add 7 and subtract 7, you get 23 and 37. Those are prime numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go right through the list of prime numbers, you add and subtract the already existing prime numbers to the magic number, you get the list, the local list of prime numbers. And then all of a sudden it breaks down. You hit a limit where it simply doesn't work anymore. That's when you go up to the next magic number and start the process again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a repetitive process. You take the prime numbers you've already generated. You use them in the next iteration of this generator function, you plug them back in, and that gives you an even bigger group of prime numbers. And then you go on to the next magic number, and it's just a process where you generate the prime numbers in groups. And it's very simple. And in doing so, you also understand why all the numbers that are prime, and all the numbers that aren't prime are not prime.
Yeah, it's amazing. You give an example in the DVD, which I want to see if I can sort of pick it apart for the layman out there like myself. But you have 30 as the magic number, and then you have 21, and you subtract that, and you come up with 9, obviously. But then you break down 30 into its factors, I guess, as 2 times 3 times 5, and then 21 broken down in 3 times 7. Well, they both have 3 in common, so you pull that one out, and then it leaves you with 10 minus 7, which is 3. 3 times 3 is 9. So in essence, when you have... when you take the highest factorable number, which would be out of 30, it would be 5, and you square that, you get 25. So when you do the list that you were just talking about, in essence, factorable numbers of 30 or less will have a factor of 30, or I guess it would be 25 or less.
Right. Did
I just make it more complicated?
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry.
let me explain what you were saying there. I know what you're saying, and actually you did a pretty good job.
Oh, thank you.
But there's a limit. Each magic number generates a group of prime numbers. So the question is, where's the cutoff point? Where do you have to jump up to the next magic number to start generating more primes?
Right.
So let's take 30. The highest prime factor of 30 is 5. It's 2 times 3 times 5 is equal to 30. And so 5 squared is 25. So when you're using the magic number 30, it'll generate all the prime numbers up to 25. And then that's the cutoff point. Now you got to go up to the next magic number, which is 30 times 7, which is 210. Now you can generate all the prime numbers up to 7 squared, which is 49.
Mm-hmm.
And then it keeps going on. And then the next step is 11 squared, which is 121. And what you see is that every time you go to the next magic number, you get a much larger span and many more prime numbers in the group that you're generating.
Mm-hmm.
And you generate the next group using the prime numbers that you've already generated. So it's a generative system where every time you generate another group of prime numbers, they go into the hopper into the next iteration of this process to generate an even bigger group of prime numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But so there's the system. It shows you how to identify the magic numbers, where the cutoff is for that magic number to generate prime numbers. Then you jump up to the next magic number, and repeat the process, and you just keep going. But out of this comes a very interesting property of the wave-like nature of prime numbers, and it shows how all of these waves of numbers go all the way out to infinity, and then in the next generation process, the next set of prime numbers is like another wave which modifies the previous wave. And so within, two or three or four iterations of this generation process, you've already identified almost 99% of all the prime numbers that will exist all the way to infinity.
That's amazing.
And kids can do this. I mean, a third grader can do this. Frank Whelan can do this.
That's right. That's saying something.
and so the part of the trick was to boil this down into a form that the public could understand and then show the implications so that, as I said, you don't need a Harvard group of PhD mathematicians to tell you about prime numbers. You can read it and understand it yourself and then understand why the encryption codes are easily broken and why we're living in such a frail world today.
It's just incredible, incredible stuff. And Jim, I found it to be extremely interesting when I was perusing your website this afternoon. You have a perfect example of the application of encryption and how, and this has to do with the brand new DVDs, correct?
Oh, yes, exactly. This just came out, and that's a great example, that the new high definition, like the Blu-ray and the other high definition formats for DVDs sold commercially with movies and other, mainly movies, the industry went out, the DVD industry, the movie industry, and they paid, of course, a huge sum of money to have an encryption code built that would prevent people from copying these DVDs. Within 2 weeks, a couple of basically high school kids had already broken that encryption code based on prime numbers.
It's amazing.
That's how fragile these systems are. And that's right in the face, as I said, of the security agencies. It's, you know, you have, for example, the anti-ballistic missile system, just as an example of a military system that, of course, all of that transmission between the ground and radar and the rockets and all of this is all encrypted. And that just shows that the Chinese or the, you know, whoever might be an opposing force could easily break those encryptions and then jam our system, and a third grader could do this. So the point I'm trying to make here is people are saying, well, gee, you've published this information, you've broken all these encryption codes. Yes, but imagine if someone else got their hands on this and didn't throw it in the face of these aerospace engineers and say, look at what you're basing our most secure transmissions on is garbage. Just the only way you can convince these people is literally to throw it in their face and show them that any third grader can do this.
That's amazing. You know, a less scrupulous person, Jim, could have easily sold this stuff and kept it quiet, you know, to somebody else and allowed them to sort of pick us apart. But I applaud you. I think this is really the only way that it could have been done, I suppose, because honestly, it's scary information. I'm thrilled that they haven't killed you, and I mean that with all sincerity.
Well, the way I released the book, and all my books have gone out this way, but especially this one, I didn't release the title or topic. Nobody knew what I was doing. I totally worked. I produce all my own material. And it was very tightly guarded until the release date. And by the time the actual release and title were announced, half of the first printing had already been sold and shipped. And that is somewhat typical of my books. And by the time the night was out, the rest of that printing had already been sold. And so it was well on its way to being distributed all over the world before anybody had a clue what I was doing.
Wow.
And I knew this, and I knew that someone would try and come in and shut this down right away. And by the time they figured out what I was doing, it was already over. The genie was out of the bottle.
Wow. This is so amazing. I mean, when you think about stuff like this, you think of it the same way that you think of, like, free energy, and you think of, you know, this is the way it would have to be distributed in order for, again, your safety. And such a fierce delving into the material and making it so that way it's in the public's eye, it's in the powers that be, it's in their face, and that's the only way. So I'm just so thrilled that you're so intelligent to do it in that fashion, and obviously just the research itself is just stunning.
Well, I've been around this industry. I've been around the science industry. I know how it works. I know what makes people tick. I know about the paid government scientists and what makes them tick, the paycheck at the government trough. And, all of these different industries, the secure computing industry and the encryption and the telecommunications that goes around in, say, large corporations, the private networks, I've been around all of this, so I really have a good understanding of this. And so when I broke this, I knew the implications, I knew where it was going and how it had to be released.
Amazing stuff. Let me ask you to hang on for a second, Jim. Folks, we have to pause for another quick break. Please stay with us. Back in 3 minutes with more from our special guest, Professor James McCanny, and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Good morning and welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. It has been an action-packed 2 hours. We have not even really scratched the surface on the whole thing. But hopefully what we've been able to do here in this 2 hours is really drive home the fact how simple this is and how anybody can do this. And, of course, what we're talking about here is this stunning book and DVD combination by our guest tonight. It's entitled Calculate Primes. Very, very, very simple. And only made simple because of the genius of our guest, Professor James McKinney. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much. I would like to see if you would give out all of your contact info. Is this only available through your website?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
Right. And you've listed that. It's linked from your page, and that's usually the best way for people to get there, because if you misspell one letter in my web page name in the URL, you will end up at one of those well, you just don't want to end up there. Let's put it that way.
I think I have ended up there before. Yes, absolutely. It's jmccanneyscience.com. And then the link specific to the book and DVD is very, very easy, www.calculateprimes.com. Both of them, as Jim said, linked up through our website there, franklyspeakingradio.com. Jim, I want you to know you have an open invitation anytime that you feel up to it, that you can come and spend time with us. We would be most honored to have you. We haven't even really covered the length and breadth of your personal research and all the amazing information that you have on your website. There's certainly so much going on, and in this this day and age where global warming is becoming more and more of a hot topic, and in my opinion, the same way that the Republicans have used a fear of terrorism to sort of promote the surveillance society, I really feel that forthcoming President Hillary Clinton will be using global warming to monitor people to make sure they're not exceeding their carbon emission limits. And so basically, whether it's a fear of terrorism or fear of planetary destruction, whether it's Democrat or Republican, everybody's going for this surveillance society, which is really what makes your information so powerful and so amazing, is that it is a key to freedom, and it's a key to continuing this fight, and a key to sort of keeping the powers that be on their toes. And I just have so much respect for you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Frank, and I will talk to you again soon, and we'll make a point of being back. And by the way, also my belief on the global warming issue is that it's going to be used to control water,
which
is one of the next huge control issues. There again, the water meter reader is something that can monitor your water usage down to the last drop. When they sell it in units of 1,000 gallons, who really needs that? But what you find out is that one day soon you might be paying $3 a gallon for water.
Yes, that's right. That's absolutely correct. This is vital, vital stuff. And with the Pentagon abrupt climate change report that came out in early 2003 and all the forecasts, I mean, it is really ramping up into something big. And you've got both sides of the political aisle sort of pushing their agenda, which more and more seems to be moving forward in concert, regardless of party lines. So people like yourself are vital to the truth, my friend, and you have an open invitation. Anytime you want to get something out there, you have that forum here with us.
Well, thank you, and I'll definitely make use of that.
All right, I look forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, Professor James McKinney, check out this book. You need this book, Calculate Primes, because at the very least, you can go ahead and learn how to do this and then do what I've done, which is pat yourself on the back and say, I'm smarter than almost every single mathematician teaching in the university levels these days, at least for now. That changes quick, of course, with the spread of information. But amazing stuff. Check out the websites, folks. You will not be disappointed. Stay with us. We're back in about 90 seconds.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth.